Cris Oviedo here. You're listening to Dragon Digital Radio, and I am very excited to bring this new podcast, this new show to you guys. We've partnered with AAA Physical Therapy, and I have two very important people that are here to talk to you about your wellness. So why don't you guys go ahead and kindly introduce yourselves to our audience?
My name is Nina Criselda Evangelista, and I'm a physical therapist for over 10 years, practicing in, well, primarily in the outpatient and home health settings. I am on my last semester in completing my transitional doctorate for physical therapy. And in 2016, I received certification as an exercise expert for aging adults. So aside from being a co-owner of AAA Physical Therapy, I'm a mother of a six-year-old boy.
My name is Roel Manuel Evangelista, and I'm actually a dissertation away for my doctorate, but I don't think I would be pursuing that anymore because I am concentrating as the office / marketing manager of AAA Physical Therapy.
So now that we know who you guys are, let's find out a little bit more about the history of AAA Physical Therapy.
The company was created in 2013, and AAA stands for Across All Ages.
That's fine and dandy about AAA, Across All Ages. It's really meaningful. But from my point of view, the reason why we also chose AAA is because we just want to be first on the list. So, there. That's my quick response for that.
In the beginning, as we did not have a physical location for the practice, we saw our patients in their homes. Since my background was more extensive in the home care setting and treating our aging adults, we decided to market our services to this population by going into senior apartment buildings where we conducted free fall risk screens, and we would see them in their homes for physical therapy treatments to achieve their ultimate goal of staying healthy and independent while aging in place. The company is owned by husband and wife team in Manuel and myself, Nina. Our physical therapists at AAA Physical Therapy have stayed true to our mission amidst the challenges to healthcare and the competitiveness of this business. We are proud that AAA has continued to stay true to its mission and vision of providing the best physical therapy possible across all ages. Depending on staff availability, we can still do courtesy home visits, such as for post-op patients, in order to do a home safety evaluation, for example. We started our outpatient physical therapy practice in Colombia in 2014, just a couple months after Roel and I moved to Colombia with our three-year-old son, then Miko.
You know, it's great that you guys started a family business. That's also, when it comes to health and when it comes to wellness, is always a warm feeling when I go and I know that it's family practice.
Yes, exactly. We call it a mom and pop place.
And you know that it just gives you that warm feeling. It you really truly feel that you go into, like you just said, a home. You know, it's not a business. So I really appreciate that. The history of how you guys why you guys decided to open AAA Physical Therapy, it's very interesting. Another thing that's really interesting is your logo. Can you tell me a little more about it?
For the listeners, I paid her $1 to go ahead and say it's an interesting logo.
And I bought a Coke with that. No, yes. I'm just kidding.
Okay. But thank you. Yes. If you, obviously, this is a podcast. If you want to see our logo, it's feel free to go to our website, aaaphysicaltherapy.com. So that's three A's as an apple. This is our logo. If you could see here, is that we have circles around from the head all the way to the feet. Basically, we're able to treat all of these body parts, whether it's neurological, from a neurological point of view, all the way to the issues from the feet or toes, if you may. So that's our history of our logo.
Oh, interesting. So that's what the circles are all around the body, and just showing the different points, I guess, that you can work on?
Yes, the major points, exactly. Ooh, thank you.
Very good. Very good. So tell us a little more about what separates you from other outpatient physical therapy clinics.
Well, I would say our therapy culture, our team approach. We look at the individual as a whole, not just the pain or the impairment that they're presenting with at the time of the initial visit, although, of course, that's integral, but more of a holistic approach. Collaboration with the physical therapists, the techs, the caregivers, and most importantly, the patient. Physical therapists are considered movement experts. And at AAA Physical Therapy, we see clients across all ages, from school age to the active adults and to the frail elderly. We provide the best personalized physical therapy possible across all ages. As I said, our physical therapists actually work one-on-one with our clients and design a plan of care. We do ongoing assessments to see symptom trending and find out if what we are doing actually works. Our goal is for our patients to take over after a series of PT sessions and know what to do in case it happens again. So this means understanding that a home exercise program is definitely important. Good posture, good body mechanics, and ergonomics in the office is actually a lifestyle. You have to take it home. We establish good relationships with our referral sources, and collaboration is our key. We collaborate not just with medical doctors, but also with various businesses as we continue to educate the community on what physical therapists do.
From my point of view, what separates us from other practices is from our, in terms of our values of compassion, dedication, and excellence. And we try to really live our day-to-day lives with that, in terms of being compassionate with our patients, with our community members, and so on and so forth. And then in terms of dedication, we, as dedicated as we are with what we are doing here, hopefully it's coming across clearly with everyone that we are engaged with. And of course, we're all human beings, but we still try to strive for excellence in our own little ways, if you may. And the other thing that separates us from other outpatient PT practices, or at least what we try to do, is, again, we really try to go ahead and build these collaborative network that we are able to develop not only from medical doctors, but basically in our community. So for example, last year, and that's a reason why we were engaged with this podcast, is here at Howard Community College, we did the fun run that you had here, and we are also participated in your internship program, and so on and so forth. So these are things that we try to go ahead and do accordingly.
So if some of our students are listening and they are interested in physical therapy, they can come and have an internship at your practice?
Yes. And
oh, great.
Yes.
Great. So, you know, guys, listen up and definitely take note of that. Go to AAA Physical Therapy's website so you can get in touch and find out more about that opportunity and contact Sherry Haas. She is a person who can definitely help you and guide you right here at the college.
Wonderful.
So what inspired you? I mean, you know, we kind of touched on it already, but what inspired you to work with us? Because I remember we met at the internship fair last year, and we briefly talked about the possibility of having a podcast, and here we are.
Yes, here we are. So thank you for making this happen. And what's inspiring is because I have been thinking of doing something to this effect. And obviously, it would be great in terms of Howard Community College's status is in the community. Being involved with you guys in terms of providing all of these educational podcasts, that's just a no-brainer for us. And obviously, we will just not talk just about what exactly what we do, but in terms of how physical therapy in its own niche, if you may, and how it is related to everybody else in the community, how we work with one another, and so on and so forth.
And, you know, I appreciate that you're taking this opportunity to educate people like myself, because I knew very little about physical therapy until I actually needed it. And it does wonders. It really does wonders, for one, when we go and understand. But like you said, you and Nina were saying, it's important to carry it through, not just that 1 hour or however long your appointment is that you're in the place. I mean, if you think about it, it's really how you carry it in the rest of your life that will make a difference in, you know, in the long run. But thinking about the podcast, let's tell people a little more of those educational topics and what they can look forward to in the next upcoming months.
Yes, thank you. Definitely, we are going to go ahead and invite guest speakers. Hopefully next month, I think we were able to finalize with a lawyer to talk about And you go ahead and identify a lawyer with a physical therapy. What's going on?
Right.
But that's exactly the point of these podcasts. We are going to invite a lawyer wherein he would be able to go ahead and talk, for example, in terms of work injury related cases or auto accidents or vehicular accidents, in terms of why it would be helpful for anybody involved in any type of that accident to get a guidance from a lawyer. And then you go ahead and identify how is that related to us. Because if you are, unfortunately, be involved in any of those, then you would be a little bit more guided. So you could just concentrate on your treatment plan instead of having to tackle so much other paperwork that you need to go ahead and deal with. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And the other thing, too, is that because we are a member of Local Health Improvement Coalition, so the Howard County government is a big proponent of this, but they have invited diverse organizations and individuals that basically make up our community here in the Howard County. And I would go ahead and invite some of the guest speakers there for future podcasts as well in terms of promoting overall health and in terms of meeting the standards that they have set. So that way, we are doing what we need to do for our community members. We are also a member of Coalition of Geriatric Services, or COGS, and they also have wonderful representatives for different organizations. And again, how we are all related with one another in one shape or form to go ahead and provide that assistance to everybody in the community.
And, you know, when we had a meeting where we talked about how we were going to structure the podcast and all of that. And it struck me as a surprise when you mentioned, you know, lawyers. You even mentioned the massage therapist. You mentioned, I mean, all these other people that work in what I mean, some of them, I understood that there was a connection, but at the same time, I thought of them as separate pieces. But here you are telling me that you're bringing them together to teach us how you guys work together to make it, I guess, into the best experience that you can for your clients?
Yes, best experience possible and a more informed decision as well with whatever it is that they're going through. I know we are in this individualistic society. We're predominantly like that. But at the end of the day, we do have to work with one another and cater a little bit more of interdependence and not necessarily that, no, that's your niche, this is my niche, mm-hmm. and that's it. No, how could we go ahead and continue to work with one another so that way our community members, our clients, our patients, and so on and so forth, that we could go ahead and provide, again, better information, more informed decisions, And for example, earlier this morning, I just attended the meeting with LHIC, or the Local Health Improvement Coalition, and that's one of the things that they're trying to go ahead and provide of the importance of having insurance, for example. And that's another mm-hmm. topic that we will be having in our podcast, because there are so many people who have their insurance, mm-hmm. but they really don't know exactly how to use it, meaning what's a deductible, what's a copay, and the like. So hopefully we'll be able to share more information about that then.
Right. And I always thought that physical therapy was something that I had to pay for out of my pocket. I did not realize that it was covered by insurance. So it was a pleasant surprise.
Yes, exactly. And these are things we could go ahead and know a little bit more. And it's possible, too, that there will be some out-of-pocket expenses as well. But that's my teaser for our podcasts,
so
for future
tuned,
podcasts.
Right. Yes. Stay tuned. Look out for the episode about insurance where you find out, you know, what those charges might be and what you might actually be able to cover through your insurance.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned, I think one of either Nina or you mentioned something about preventive and, you know, not only coming in when you have pain, but using it as a preventive and corrective, using physical therapy as preventive and corrective measure. Can you expand a little more on that?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. And that's indeed one of the frequently asked questions about the importance of physical therapy. And as the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So why under nothing against with surgery, obviously, if that's important, that's really necessary, by all means, that needs to be done. But if physical therapy could go ahead and do something first, mm-hmm. and see if that would help alleviate with the pain, then that's something that could be definitely looked at. And at the end of the day, if you do undergo surgery, it is still recommended that you do physical therapy first in order to strengthen the muscles that you need to strengthen before the surgery. And then after the surgery, you will still undergo physical therapy anyway.
Right.
So might as well give it a chance first if that would help you accordingly. And of course, we will always work with your medical doctors to go ahead and identify if that would be an ideal solution first.
Now, some people are intimidated by physical therapy because they feel, and I think Nina touched a little bit on this, they feel that you're going to push them too much, you know, that like it's going to hurt, or that they're not physically ready for this. What would you say to those people who are a little hesitant and maybe scared or intimidated about doing physical therapy?
Well, one of the things I could share there is... I was just recently received my personal training certification as well, is that, again, our tagline is personalized rehabilitation. We will go ahead and work and communicate with you as a patient to go ahead and identify where you are and where you are in terms of your goals. Mm-hmm. So yes, there will be some putting you outside of the of your comfort zone, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, of course, the reason why you are there is to help reduce the pain. So if there's pain, no, we're not going to go ahead and do that. And the other thing that we do is actually is pain management. And so if there's pain, it's just, it's counterintuitive if we will just produce more pain.
Right, right.
And again, what's the point of doing all of that if we're going to create more pain? It's
right.
Just not logical. So yes, the and again, that's something to go ahead and consider of what PT stands for.
Right.
And we'll focus on T of the therapy part.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's not only from a passive point of view, but also you doing certain things. So that way, once you complete your program with us, then you can go ahead and continue, as I mentioned, about the home exercises program.
Right. Absolutely. Continue building on it. Mm. Going right along with that, can you share maybe success stories or the difference that you've seen working this past years with some clients, the difference that physical therapy has made in their lives, maybe?
So what at least I could share about that question is if you go to our social media sites, and also with some of the more credible review online, in terms, for example, of Yelp or Google Plus, feel free to read, for example, the reviews that we have there.
Mm-hmm.
But not only focusing on our practice, but for any physical therapy practice for that matter, you can go ahead and identify how that has helped them with any issues that they have, and they go back to their level of functionality of whether to go ahead and play professional sports again, or just being able to go ahead and be able to walk every day without having the feeling of I'm going to fall. So from that broad range, that's how physical therapy is important in terms of your overall health. Because if it's just visualize this, we take walking for granted, but if all of a sudden you have experienced that fall for no particular reason,
right,
then how is that going to impact you in terms of your mobility? And hopefully, again, that's where we can go ahead and help out to build your confidence. Again, whether as simple as walking or being able to play professional sports for that matter.
Right, right. No, and you're right. I mean, I've had physical therapy. I've been through physical therapy before, and as you were saying, we take what we do and our mobility for granted because it's something that we've been doing since we were little. But and we kind of get adjusted to the way that we do things, and not all the time. Like for instance, the reason that I was going to physical therapy was for vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought that it was just the ears. I never thought that that would connect into my neck, and then that. In return with connecting to my lower back, because those were issues that I had, but I always just treated it with massage because I always thought, oh, I'm just stressed, or, you know, I just didn't sit properly today, or I was just sitting all day today. So I treated it as a just like a day-by-day type of thing. Well, when I started doing physical therapy, and as I was working through those things, I realized that they were all connected, and that the vertigo was actually me not, you know, kind of like a result from all those bad habits in my posture that I had acquired throughout the years. So I had to reteach myself how to be straight and, you know, how to sit down properly and how to be more aware of my posture. So I can vouch for the benefits of physical therapy. And I think it's important for listeners to understand how important it is to really, you know, be open to, because it wasn't easy when somebody comes and tells you, you know, you're kind of like sideways. It's like, no, I'm not. We're resilient to that, but we have to be open.
Exactly. We are creatures of habit. And to those listeners right now, I'm looking at Miss Chris, and she is sitting up straight.
Thank you.
And the other thing I want to highlight with everything that you just shared is you were able to explain it. And it's great that your therapist was able to share all of those information instead of just telling you, do this, do that, and that's it.
Right.
But how you are able to go ahead and share exactly what you just shared so you understand exactly what's going on and why it's important to you to do all the things that you just identified.
Right. Again, I just want to encourage everybody, if you have some sort of back problem, neck problem, I mean, really anything, and you want to give physical therapy a try, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Thank you.
So earlier we were talking about, when you guys were talking about what separates you from other clinics, you mentioned that you guys are for all ages and even kids. And that's, you know, it strikes me always to think physical therapy for kids, because I just don't put one and one together. Yeah. I usually think, you know, people my age or older are primarily those who need physical therapy. Mm-hmm. So that leads me into the next question, which is, what are some of the common misconceptions and myths about a physical therapy?
That's funny, because I actually posted that question to my staff yesterday, and they gave me a list. Well, first they said, piggybacking on what you just said, they said PT is for the old.
Yes.
Physical therapy is actually an allied health profession that's not only directed to movement expertise for the old, but it goes across the continuum of life. So from infancy, the school age, to mm-hmm. hospice. So we try to help out how patients can move better without pain. So other misconceptions or myths with physical therapy, that PT is pain and torture.
Oh, gosh. I hope not.
No. So actually, people come to us because they're in pain. And what we do is we strive to minimize the pain within the patient's threshold. So oftentimes I hear patients say, no pain, no gain.
Right.
Well, I tell them, more importantly, they need to understand what's good pain and what's bad pain.
Sounds like we were just listening to that.
Just listening to that.
So you're telling me all this time I thought PT was pain and torture. Wow, okay.
No, it's actually,
that's good to know then.
It's actually party time.
Oh, party time.
Other misconceptions they have is that PT is massage. So there's confusion in the sense that there's an overlap or sharing of tools or techniques that other practitioners would have, such as massage therapists, chiropractors, doctors of osteopathy, and physical therapy. So massage, or what we call soft tissue mobilization or myofascial release, it's actually just a part of the treatment plan. Hmm. We have a toolbox, so we pull out what tool we're going to use or what technique we're going to use to address the problem.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up because, but I mean, you guys, I've had physical therapy before and you do feel relaxed. So I see why there's that misconception, because you do. I mean, it's, you know, you go, but you have to work first. You have to, you know, work on your stretches, and you have to work on re-education is how I understood it.
Yes.
You know, how to move certain parts of your body, which they're all connected at the end, is what I learned as well.
Exactly.
But then at the end, you guys do like relax that muscle. And and when I feel my best when I leave physical therapy appointments, I really, really do.
That's good. Well, it's really a combination of, okay, we do the manual therapy, but we don't really want to rely on the passive portion of that. You get relief, but then you have to carry it over. What do you do to maintain it? and if not improve and prevent that from recurring.
Mm-hmm.
That's physical therapy. The other misconceptions that I have here, that PT is expensive. Well, if you think about it, if you ask me, I would say, of course, there are costs related to that. However, if you think about it, well, I would always tell my patients physical therapy is the conservative approach to treatment of pain, for example, also to movement dysfunction. If you think of surgery versus physical therapy, what do you think is going to cost more?
Right? Surgery, yes.
So exactly. Also, insurance companies are covering physical therapy. So it's more of educating and trying to find out what your benefits are with what you already have. And the last one that I have here on the list is a doctor's referral is needed to get physical therapy. Actually, the 50 states, including District of Columbia, have direct access to physical therapy.
Really?
So yeah, exactly. So in the state of Maryland, you can come to a physical therapist and get a consult. The tricky part is that it depends on your insurance.
Hmm.
So some insurance companies would still require for a doctor's referral, but we work together with the patient to help out. How do we have this more seamless process of receiving the service? Those are some of them.
That's great. Thanks for clarifying that. Because like I said, I really thought that I had reached the age of physical therapy, I guess is what I should say. And,
nope.
You know, yeah, but no, you just taught me something. Any closing thoughts?
Yep. We are thankful to have this opportunity and time to promote the physical therapy profession to your podcast listeners. Our main goal is to inspire our budding professionals to look at physical therapy as a potential career, as it offers a multitude of great facets of the human body in a holistic approach, as we treat not the pain or impairment itself only, but the individual as a whole.
And as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be collaborating with other professionals to provide all of these educational series for the Dragon Radio podcast listeners. And again, we are definitely looking forward to provide these podcasts then. Thank you.
I thank you, Manuel, and I thank you, Nina, and I look forward to our monthly podcast. So you guys stay tuned. Check out our page, podbean.dragondigitalradio, and look for their new podcast every month. For Dragon Digital Radio, I am Chris Oviedo, and until next month.